This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party.
President Trump commenting on the anti-hate resolution that the Democratic-held House passed yesterday, a resolution that began as a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism aimed at Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her recent critical remarks about U.S. policy on Israel.
They've become an anti-Jewish party, and I thought that vote was a disgrace.
As he left the White House for a trip to Alabama to view tornado devastation, the president also said he was feeling badly about his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, who was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison yesterday. He told reporters that Manafort's case had nothing to do with Russian collusion. Reports are a massive power outage has struck Venezuela, and the president, Maduro, is blaming it on the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
It is Frozen Food Month, as we turn the calendar into March, and there's so much that you can do with frozen foods.
There is so much innovation going on in the frozen food aisle. You're going to find foods in the frozen food aisle that line up with every consumer dining habit, health trend, special diet.
You know, I've got a real money-hungry audience. Could you tell them how they have a chance to enter a contest and win $10,000.
Absolutely. We've got that for them. So all the listeners out there can go visit easyhomemeals.com. And for National Frozen Food Month here in March, we've got $10,000 in prizes available. So all they've got to do is go to easyhomemeals.com and enter for their chance to win. easyhomemeals.com. And get out to their supermarkets and just take a stroll down the frozen food aisle and see what's new and exciting there.
The government says the U.S. economy created just around 20,000 jobs in the month of February. Economists had predicted we'd see about 180,000 jobs created. But the unemployment rate ticked down a bit, and hourly earnings were up. Here's more on that part of the report from USA Radio's John Clemens.
That decline of 0.2 percentage points last month reflects a rate of 3.8% during February, meaning a decrease of 300,000 workers to 6.2 million. Eleni Kara-George of the Labor Department tells us about the different sectors of the economy.
Employment in professional and business services, healthcare, and wholesale trade continued to trend up while construction employment decreased. Over the year, average hourly earnings rose 3.4%.
A Simpsons episode featuring Michael Jackson's voice is being pulled from syndication following controversy stemming from the Leaving Neverland documentary. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 200 points, the NASDAQ down 84, and the S&P 500 off 22. Facebook reportedly looking to beef up privacy for users, USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Facebook is continuing to move towards more and more privacy. In a blog post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg explains the company plans to work toward a privacy-focused principles such as encryption, safety, and secure data storage. Larry Magid is the CEO and founder of ConnectSafely.org.
I think Facebook can offer services that give people a lot more privacy in the sense that they are deliberately not sharing their content with a wide circle of friends.
Magid was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A couple from Wisconsin facing legal trouble for taking a trip to the gym despite being quarantined for measles. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Authorities in Milwaukee charging Jeffrey Murawski and his wife with violating a quarantine order last week. The county health department had ordered Murawski to stay home until he wasn't contagious. Prosecutors say he decided to go to the Gold's Gym to work out anyway, and the 57-year-old had his wife drive him to the gym. He said he left after a few minutes because he began to feel guilty. Now he and his wife are due in court on the 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we got to do. We've got a country to save here, ladies and gentlemen, and it takes all hands on deck. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I got to tell you, I really am grateful for Focus on the Family and all the great work that they have been doing on behalf of families. And I got to say this. I feel compelled to make this statement, and I would say to any expecting mother who is out there, and that you feel like there's just no way, but that you are going to a Planned Parenthood, or you feel like abortion is the only answer, I would say to you, look it, as much as it would count on me directly, if there's anything that I can do to save that child, I want you to drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, that comes to me direct, okay? bill@billmartinezlive.com. And I will help you personally to take care of this situation, whether, you know, so in the name of life, that you choose life, that you do not choose death, you do not follow the lead of these radical governors and these radical bills that are coming out that have no concern, no sympathy at all for the dismemberment of our child in the wombs of our mothers to the point that we have 60 million aborted babies in this country. If you feel like you have no other answer, and there's no other way, or whatever, and you want to contact me direct, please do that. bill@billmartinezlive.com. We want to save your child, okay? That's what this is all about. All right, David Horowitz joins us now, and we're going to be talking about blackface amongst Democrats. David, of course, is the best-selling author of numerous books, including Unholy Alliance. I mean, they go on and on. The Party of Defeat, Take No Prisoners, The Battle Plan for Defeating the Left. He is a founder and chairman of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, which is dedicated to the defense of free societies whose moral, cultural, and economic foundations are under attack by enemies, both secular and religious, at home and abroad. David, we appreciate David so much because David was raised by parents who were card-carrying members of the Communist USA. So he understands dark and light, and we're so grateful for his perception and his experience. David, welcome to the show as always. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. If I could just make a comment on your opening remarks.
Yeah.
I have a book that's coming out in about 2 weeks. Called Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it has a lot about Roe v. Wade, which it's so disgusting what the left is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're murderers.
Yeah.
They're defending giving birth to a baby and then killing it. It's just
right.
Horrific. I can't think of anything more horrific, actually.
Yeah. Well, David, you know, and I was saying to people, I go, have you seen the Gosnell movie? People in church, how many have not? I mean, that's disgusting. It's like, look at You can't stick your head in the sand anymore. You've got to face this. You've got to see what is happening in abortion mills across this country, right in your very own zip code. Babies being ripped out limb by limb. This is not what Roe v. Wade said was going to happen. The big lie has perpetrated. They've told mothers, oh, it's just unnecessary tissue. It's like a tumor.
They've legalized in New York back alley abortions.
Exactly.
I mean, which is the main justification they gave for Roe v. Wade. I mean.
Exactly. No, well, the deal is basically, you know, Kermit Gosnell said, I'm innocent, and it's a matter of time before you guys realize that. Well, what Albany did was exonerate Kermit Gosnell.
Yeah, well, legalize what he is a murder secret.
Sure.
The thing, you mentioned my background. Mm-hmm. I wrote this book about the war to destroy Christians mm-hmm. as an agnostic Jew mm-hmm. With, of course, a radical background. So
yeah.
One of the things about this book, Dark Agenda, is that it will give people who are outside the left an understanding of the hatred, why it's so intense.
Mm-hmm.
By leftists, because it's a counter-religion, really.
It really is.
A substitute for religion.
Because the fact of the matter is, we're designed, David, to have that spiritual aspect of our being is real, and we are going to worship and honor a greater power in some form or fashion.
Yeah, it's what Chesterton said, that if people don't believe in God, it doesn't mean they don't believe in anything. They don't
exactly.
believe in everything.
Right.
They see themselves as gods.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, it's a tribute. This is something that's been forgotten by secular America. Actually, it's been pushed out of the public square. This country, 98% of the founders of this country were Protestant Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And all the principles that we cherish, pluralism, equality, and so forth, really come from the Protestant Reformation. That's their origin.
Mm-hmm.
And to suppress that, then you get all these younger people who have no idea what this country is about. And, want to embrace communism. I hate it when conservatives are so polite and call it socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Ocasio-Cortez, she's a communist.
Yes.
Ilhan Omar, their idea is a totalitarian state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst thing about the Green Deal, and I think only Trump has mentioned that.
Right.
That it's, if you go for the new... whatever it's called, the Green New
Deal. The New Green Deal, I know, Nancy Pelosi, the Green Dream or whatever.
Totalitarian state, how are they going to take away everybody's automobile?
Right.
Unless the police come in or they put you in jail if you don't.
And Cory Booker's going to have you arrested for eating a hamburger because the cows are out because they flatulate.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Yeah, it's absurd.
So back to the blackface photo. First of all, I am really enjoying everything that's going on in Virginia.
Yes.
And I hope it turns Virginia into a Republican.
And David, you know what? I'm glad to hear you say that, because only from a standpoint that I think that there's so little to enjoy and appreciate about politics. But this is why we need, a little bit of perspective here, because otherwise our heads will explode along with all the other politicians.
Let me say, that said, the idea of taking away a governorship that probably a million people voted for mm-hmm. over a photograph that was taken 34 years ago, when this guy was in college and before,
right.
He served in the military and before he became a pediatrician, and who knows what changes in his perspective have taken place since then.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get rid of this gotcha culture.
Without a doubt.
And the left have created it.
Well, they opened up the devil's door with Kavanaugh. I mean,
years ago they were high school kids. If they were even in the same party, which I don't think they were.
Right.
She's a liar. She's a proven liar. But even so, it's disgraceful that the Senate committee even allowed her to testify.
Exactly.
Give any credence to her, her stories. But it's a terrible time in America.
Exactly.
The view.
Well, David, we got to go to break. So more from David Horowitz, the founder, chairman of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, right here on Bill Martinez Live. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Pass it on to your friends and neighbors and join in on the good fight, because all hands are required on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. Our conversation with David Horowitz, the founder and chairman of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, which is dedicated to the defense of free societies, continues. David, we're talking about Democrats in blackface. I think there's yet some probably Republicans. Russians who we may catch in blackface. I mean, everybody is going and, you know, searching back their high school and college annuals. They, okay, what kind of information do I need to scrub? Maybe they're calling up Hillary Clinton looking for her bleach bit so they can get rid of, you know, things of their past. And I predicted this was going to happen after the Kavanaugh hearing when it went, just totally stupid.
You know, it's poetic justice what's happening to Democrats in Virginia, but they were the party of slavery and segregation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's now coming back to bite them. So I'm actually happy. I want Northam to stay because he's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
And should be an easy target for a Republican to beat.
Well,
I'm waiting for Republicans mm-hmm. To be more Trump-like.
Yeah.
To fight. They don't fight. Look at this. I mean, passing this terrible Democrat bill. They're just scared of being charged with the shutdown and so forth. They don't like to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that defeats them.
Well, I don't understand Virginia. I mean, you had Ken Cuccinelli, who I thought was outstanding and should have been elected as governor. The Republican Party gave him little support, I should say. And even Ed Gillespie. And you end up with a Northern and others, you know, Terry McAuliffe, for example, as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, that are totally, I mean, they're Clintonistas. And so...
It's the swamp.
Yeah,
the majority of there's all those cities around Washington and Virginia where the swamp lives.
Yes,
that's what you're getting. That's
well, there they are. But David, getting back to Democrats in blackface, the reality is that here it is. I mean, you show pictures. I mean, we've got Jimmy Kimmel as Carl Malone.
Yeah, we ran. Yeah. All we did was run a collage of photographs of anti-Trump loons in blackface. Ted Danson,
Ted Danson, right there next to Oprah at an event, and she's smiling, you know, thinking it's all cute and everything.
Yeah,
I guess that's before it wasn't
only
cute.
When a Republican does something like that,
right? Exactly,
they get upset.
Right. And then, of course, you have the Rachel Dolezal, deal that goes on. Amazing.
I mean, the Democratic Party is a racist party. Everybody has to understand that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And, when I hear the first Republican elected official say that, I'll know that we have a chance of winning. It controls all the inner cities in America of any size, all the killing fields, all the failed school systems, all the catch and release of criminals, the coddling. The Democratic Party is a party that coddles criminals. So, if Republicans did that, Democrats would, every speech they gave would be about, well, it still is about racist Republicans, but that's the example they would use. But you never hear Republicans point to these inner cities. Then identity politics is racism.
Right, exactly.
The first thing you look at is a person's race.
Right.
If they're black and their gender, or if they're female, they're innocent. Even if the facts show they're guilty, if they're male and white, they're guilty before the facts.
Right.
That's the country we live in now.
I mean, including a 17-year-old on the steps of a D.C. Building there after the March for Life, being confronted by an angry American native.
Anti-American native.
Right, exactly.
So, and, of course, the Indians weren't natives either. Mm-hmm. They came, the first people on this continent came across the Bering Straits.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... this whole idea of the natives and the indigenous in America is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, how do we put this stuff in context? Because, I mean, are we just going to lose a generation of politicians because of, something that shows up in their high school or college annual?
Well, that's the way it's been now for a while. I mean, look what they did. you know, to Steve King. Whatever you think about Steve King, he wasn't praising white supremacy. That's a New York Times reporter's account of their conversation. Anybody who's been in conversation with somebody on the left knows that they don't even have to make it up. They don't understand. I mean, any time you have a Republican who disagrees with them on any issue remotely connected to race, the Republican is a racist.
Right.
But the Republicans immediately, I took them off all those committees.
Yeah.
Whereas this anti-American, totalitarian, Jew-hating, she's an America-hating, you could see that in her indictment of Elliot Abrams.
Mm-hmm.
She's still on the Foreign Affairs Committee. She has top security clearance. I guarantee that she's connected to our enemies. Guarantee
it. Yeah. I mean, why would we think not? I mean, based on her background, and now people amazingly are looking into her background and even showing that at one point she was married to her brother.
Oh no! It's better than that. She married. Actually, her anniversary was on Valentine's Day, 2009. Yeah, she married her brother while she was married to somebody else, in order to commit fraud to get into this country. Now she's a congresswoman. I mean, it's gross.
Yeah, I mean, this thing just goes...
The Democratic Party has such contempt for our laws and our principles. That's the problem.
And well, the bigger problem...
One is a Democrat.
Yeah, right.
That's a problem.
Right. Yeah, the bigger problem, David, is that Democrats keep voting these people in.
Yep.
You know, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, and of course her and her husband not too happy right now that the bullet train in California has, you know, finally somebody did the math, we can't afford this deal.
A left-wing loon, Governor Newsom, even so they were already, I forget what they were, wasted, $10 billion or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and Trump, on behalf of the people, said, hey, we want our money back. And Newsom says, I'll be damned if I'm going to give the money to Trump. It's not Trump's money. It's the people's money. It was given to you by Barack Obama for the bullet train.
It's a word for the Democratic Party. It's sedition.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the thing, you know, I mentioned Nancy Pelosi and her husband. You probably were aware, as reported by Peter Schweitzer, that her and her husband bought a building, a multi-level office building that was going to be at one of the key stops there in San Francisco. The person that sold the building, I'm sure he did not know that that was the case. But Nancy Pelosi had insider trading information, and with that information, they bought that building, and they were set to make a lot of money. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. I'm glad they got screwed.
So here it is. So I'm sure
Nancy Pelosi is corrupt is no news to me.
Right, exactly. Well, this has gone on and on. Like I said, Peter Schweitzer reported it, and of course, even shared that her and her husband made $100,000 in 2 weeks with preferred Visa stock that they had access to as a result of being on a congressional committee, and then finally the ethics committee, which up till then, you love this, don't you, David? Said all that stuff was okay. It's kosher. And then they finally came back and said, hey, I think we better stop doing that. The American people are getting up in arms about it because they would end up in jail, and Congress people are ending up very wealthy as a result of the insider trading benefit.
Yeah.
Go figure. You got to love these people. David Horowitz from the Freedom Center on Bill Martinez Live. David, always a pleasure. We look forward to the new book coming out, Dark Agenda, right?
Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. It's up on Amazon now. You can pre-order it and help me out.
You got it. Will do.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party.
President Trump commenting on the anti-hate resolution that the Democratic-held House passed yesterday, a resolution that began as a resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, aimed at Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and her recent critical remarks about U.S. policy on Israel.
They've become an anti-Jewish party, and I thought that vote was a disgrace.
As he left the White House for a trip to Alabama to view tornado devastation, the president also said he was feeling badly about his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, who was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison yesterday. He told reporters that Manafort's case had nothing to do with Russian collusion. Reports are a massive power outage has struck Venezuela, and the president, Maduro, is blaming it on the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. You
about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Jeunesse, that delivers the goods to help you look young, feel young, and live young. Who doesn't want that? Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner to discover amazing energy, nutrition, hair, and skin care products. Our gift to you. Check it out, okay? With us right now, the author of Purpose and a Paycheck, Finding Meaning, Money, and Happiness in the Second Half of Life. You know, many boomers are redefining retirement as unretirement, and he's going to tell us all about it. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this. This is something that you've seen happening, is that many boomers aren't ready to retire after all, are they?
No, they really aren't. And there's both need and want. So many mm-hmm. boomers haven't saved that much for their retirement. And not because they spent all their time at the mall, but you know, kids are expensive. Mm-hmm. Homes are expensive. And so you save a certain amount of money, but it's good to have an income coming in. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is we're living longer on average. We're better educated. It's one thing if we're having this conversation and we were talking back in the 50s and 60s when factories and minings were dominating the economy. I mean, now we're dominated by services and information
exactly.
technology, so it's a lot easier to work.
Yeah, exactly. For somebody who body is main, you know, it's not like it was when we were 20 and 30. It's taken its toll. And now as a service industry, we have our background and our understanding and our wisdom to bring into play. Chris, I was supposed to retire 10 years ago. I mean, I had it such that I could. And, you know, I was kicking back, but it started driving me nuts. It wasn't that necessarily about kids or expenses or anything like that. It was a psychological response. I had to do something. My brain was going to explode.
Well, this isn't thing, and you have a lot of company. The RAND Corporation study, 40% of people who retire from a full-time job within about 2 years go back to work. Mm-hmm. And the researchers thought, oh, it's got to be because of money. You know, they need money. And money is always a good thing, by the way. It's always mm-hmm. a good thing to have money coming right. in. But what it turned out is just what you're talking about. You know, work's a community. People care whether you show up, you gossip, you have conversations. And the thing is, there's something strange about this notion of retirement. I mean, you know, if I think about my career, in all its ups and downs, I've gained skills, gained knowledge, gained experience, and the notion that at some arbitrary age, 62, 65, I just walk away from all that knowledge, all that skill, all that experience, and never tap into it again. A lot of people, they don't like that idea.
No. Well, I maintained when I was training marketing groups that one of the core values we held to is that the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with have to be exercised and grown. I mean, it's almost a built-in demand. And I found that people who were most frustrated were the ones whose gifts, talents, things that they could contribute to the company, whether it was this company or another company, were being stifled. And you end up in a bit of a round peg square hole kind of experience. And it's very frustrating for the workplace. And this was something I was able to observe and made a big part of the training that I used for people.
Well, I'm so glad you did that, because one of the big challenges we have is a lot of managements, they look at their experienced workers and they start thinking, okay, so when can this person start leaving? You know, we got a retirement savings package for them, because, you know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and, you know, there's no point in spending money on training or retraining them, and they don't want to learn these new technologies, and all that, those stereotypes are so wrong. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of research, just lots of data, but just think about the way you've described. You were teaching these marketing classes. Mm-hmm. You were learning. The students that the people you were teaching, they were learning, and people always want to be learning. So we really need to change the attitude that we have about age. And boy, in your 60s, your 70s, your 80s, you can still be really creative and productive.
Right, exactly. Well, and we find that we're working, as they say, smarter, not necessarily harder. And I would say that I found that to be my experience in the latter part of my career, you know, working for, as I said, you know, I was working for various radio stations at the time in sales management and in station management. I became smarter because of the experience.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've been, you know, doing the research, you learn things that you hadn't really realized. And mm-hmm. one of the things that I realized is a quarter of all new businesses today are started by the 55 to 64-year-old age group.
Wow.
And then if you look at the self-employment rate as an age, 65-plus, that's the largest percentage of the self-employed or 65-plus of the other age groups. Mm-hmm. And the smallest, by the way, is in their 20s.
Right.
And so what it is, I think a lot of people, sometimes they get pushed out, sometimes they've always had this idea, but, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are saying, look, I'm creative, and I've got all this knowledge and experience, and I can figure out a way to make a living. I don't have to wait for management to change their mind. I don't have to wait for human resources to wake up. I think a lot of companies are finding their best workers, they're leaving, because
exactly.
they start a business.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be a big business. It might be. It might eventually become a big business. But a lot of times it's a business that they enjoy, makes an income, they can pay the bills, and they have a good time.
Exactly. Well, you know, this is the way. See, what you're saying is what I realized, Chris, is I started seeing people going through the exit. In fact, at one place in particular, you didn't want to be at the door. You were going to get run over. it was crazy. But I'm sitting there, I'm going, how sad. I mean, this is human potential. This is human productivity. These are assets to this company that they had on their team that they're just letting walk out. What is wrong here? And so I went through a bit of a paradigm shift, and then I had an opportunity. It was a golden opportunity, this one radio station, for all these things and ideas and theories that I had, you know, throughout my experience. I finally had a boss that came to me and just said, hey, we can't figure this out. It's all yours. Go make it work. And I said, really? He goes, I'll support you. Just we can't. We're losing money. Go make it work. And so when I got there, just as an example, there wasn't anybody making six figures
at this particular radio station. And within 2.5 years, 8 of the 12 were. And we just turned things around. We just let people do what they did best. We facilitated the opportunity for them to have a fair chance at winning. That's another one of the core values I had, is that you had to have a fair chance to win. And it wasn't that you won at somebody else's expense, because it doesn't always have to be that you're winning at somebody else's expense. The real win is when it's win-win, right?
Yeah. And I don't know if this is your experience, but boy, there's a lot of good research that more and more organizations, whether they're for-profit, not-for-profit, you know, they organize around teams. Teams are really important, and you hear a lot about teams. And the most productive teams are multi-generational. And it makes sense if you just think about it for 1 second, because you have young people and their enthusiasm and their energy, and they're bringing something to the table. But then you have, you know, your more experienced workers, and they have knowledge and skill, and they don't panic the same way. So you put the generations together instead of having this ongoing conversation about the conflict between the generations. The generations basically like each other. So if you put the generations together in a team, boy, you are drawing on a lot of skills and a lot of energy in a way that if you just have a lot of young people, or if you just have a lot of experienced workers, you're missing out. That multi-generational aspect's important.
No, I think that's excellent. I didn't have much of a chance to watch that, but I can see it in other dynamics where that's worked. And it only makes sense, Chris, when you think about it, because we all bring different skill sets to the table. It's what is that table prepared to handle? And that was one of the things, like I told people, I said, look, you're not fooling anybody. Everybody knows your weakness. And people know your strengths as well. So the challenge is can your weakness against my strength make you better at what you do? And conversely, can my weakness against your strength make me better at what I do? And then what you're talking about, it occurs. You have a symbiotic relationship where people are excited because every day is a learning experience, and they find themselves from year to year growing. And that's the ultimate deal, because nobody wants to stay in something where they're not growing.
Yeah. And so all this conversation that you hear about, we can't afford the aging of the population, and we're going to have too many dependent elderly, and therefore we have creativity, but that's all wrong.
Okay, we've got more coming up.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez Live.
This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Crypto Profit. It's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit to see if this works for you and your family. You know, roughly 10,000 baby boomers are going to celebrate their 65th birthday every single day from today until 2030. Imagine that. In just over a decade, more than 21% of the U.S. population, about 73 million people we're talking about, is going to be past their traditional retirement age. Now, how will this rise in older Americans impact our economy and marketplace, our communities, as well as our culture? Award-winning journalist and author Chris Farrell is with us, who happens to be 65, and believes it's time to shift the conversation about aging away from Social Security, retirement decline, and national health and economic crisis in Purpose and Paycheck, his new book, Finding Meaning, Money, and Happiness in the Second Half of Life. He focuses on boosting the odds of healthy, active, and purposeful aging through work. The fact of the matter, Chris, as we were talking about before, so many studies being done that people are happiest when they're working and being productive. And by being productive, it's not just about, you know, working and doing. I mean, you have this sense that what you are and what you're doing is contributing to something purposeful, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, I'm at the age, you mentioned 65. So, you know, I get these wonderful phone calls, young college graduates, and they say, can we have a coffee? And can you talk to me? What is this thing, the job? What is a career? It's really, what is a career? And you have these conversations, and they want to be independent, they want to make money, but they want to do something that they feel good about, that they believe in, that's going to make a difference. And when I have conversations with a 60-something who's looking for work, you know, what am I going to do next? It's the exact same conversation. It's about, I want to, you know, I want to earn an income, but I want to do something that I feel proud about, that I enjoy, that I think is leaving a legacy. And the only difference is that if you're 60-something, you know, you know time is short, right?
Right, right.
And if you're 20-something, time is infinity. You mm-hmm. have a long time ahead of you. Mm-hmm. So I think we this conversation that's going on, a lot of this experimentation and self-employment and starting a business and moving from the for-profit sector to the not-profit sector, we need to celebrate this. We mm-hmm. need to emphasize this because people aren't ready to retire. And the French derivation of the word retire, I mean, it means to be isolated. Right. And who really announces that I want to be isolated?
Exactly. No, big problem. You can talk to Paul Manafort about being isolated, and you can see, for example, what happened to that poor man. But that's a whole other story. But still, I mean, basically, we're talking the same thing. I mean, you're not going to be robust. You're not going to be vital. I mean, you're isolated. Your skill set, everything begins to deteriorate,
yeah.
And you go down the hill, and you're going to pick up speed on the wrong side of the hill. That's not in your best interest. And this is why, as you know, through your research, you found that people who have reinvented themselves and have unretired are finding their latter days probably being more rewarding than their previous.
They are. And again, this importance of thinking about work as a community, as a place where there are people to talk to. And again, it's just what you're saying. You're not isolated. And mm-hmm. there's this German economist at the Max Planck Institute in Germany. And he has this sentence that has really stuck with me. And it was in a very deep economics paper. But he said, look, even working with a bad boss is healthier than sitting on a couch and watching TV.
Wow.
With age. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he's right. Mm-hmm. That's the right perspective. Now, I hope nobody has a bad boss, or, you know, that if you have a bad boss, you could find yourself a better boss. But it's that sense of, you have to get up in the morning. We all want purpose. We all mm-hmm. want a reason to get out of bed, put our feet on the ground, get dressed, go somewhere. And all those activities, by the way, you're moving,
mm-hmm.
physically active.
Right.
And then you get to work, and you're mentally active. And this is good for your health.
Well, you know, the sad thing about work in some sense, and this comes with respecting who you are and what you bring to the table. And I can understand, you know, sometimes we have to put food on the table. So that is, the priority in life. So we may work at a job that we know isn't necessarily that rewarding, but it is rewarding, you know, to our family because it allows them to eat and keeps us out of the bread line, as they say. But, according to U.S. labor studies, they seem to be consistent this way, Chris. I don't know if you found in your research as well that when it all comes down to the end of it in terms of fulfillment, and I used to think that that was the ultimate that you could have, is that you could be fulfilled on your job. In other words, as my mother would say, find something you really enjoy and you won't work a day in your life. I mean, she was rather philosophical. My dad felt the same way. I mean, just, hey, look, just go out there, have a good time, and, work will be easy peasy, so to speak. And I would say, except for some of the challenges you mentioned in dealing with the personalities of your fellow employees, by and large, I've enjoyed what I've been doing, and I have found happiness that way. A couple of times, I guess early in my life, I found out that I didn't want, as I tell the kids, you know, there's nothing like experience to define preference. I found out at an early age because my brothers drugged me to pick strawberries. And I'll tell you, you know, when you're 6 years old, you can pick strawberries the entire day and that box just does not get filled. Little bitty strawberries, big box, little bitty strawberries. And I'll tell you, at the end of a week, Chris, I earned $1.10. Okay. And that was disgusting. You talk about defining preference. And that $1.10 sat on top of our family TV. And my dad would say, hey, when are you going to spend your money? You know, your earnings. And I said, I'm not. And what do you mean? I mean, to me, it was like a trophy to remind me that I was never going to work for $1.10 for an entire week ever again in my life if I could help it.
Well, mine is I used to be a merchant seaman, so I worked in the engine room of ships for 40
okay.
years going around the world. Uh-huh. And my first job was a wiper. And
okay.
a wiper is a really good description because you clean the engine room and you clean the seaman's bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
And but if you can do that for 7 months on a Persian Gulf run and still enjoy what you're doing, which is what I did, it was an adventure, but still, being a wiper, Don't want to do that again.
No, I'm with you on it. But here we are, as a result of that experience, we have a lot to share with people, and we're seeing a lot of assets at the exit, people that are saying, hey, look, this is amazing, Chris, and I got to imagine your book, Purpose and a Paycheck, is going to be such a blessing and an encouragement to those that are tired of sitting on the couch. They're comfortable. So maybe now the choice that they can make isn't so much driven by money or a paycheck as much as it is fulfillment in a workplace.
And so many people, that's why so many people are looking at the not-for-profit sector. So let's say you have a cause that you believe in. And, you're retired or you're thinking about retiring and you're going to be volunteering at an organization. That's great. Wonderful. But put on a slightly different hat when you're there volunteering. Would you want to work for these people? Is there a job that you would like at this place? Now, you may go into a nonprofit organization and say, this place is terribly managed. I love the cause, but I don't like the people. Okay, so you don't apply for a job there, but you go to another place. Now, you're doing a cause that you believe in, but you're just adding that little extra element. Is there a job here? Maybe a part-time job, maybe a flexible job, a contract job. But would I want to actually get paid by this place to show up and not only volunteer? And I think that's one of the ways that people can make their transitions into just what you're talking about. Right? It's not going to be the same amount of money you were making before, but you're still making money. People still put value on you, and you're doing something you believe in.
Sometimes you might be surprised. Like my dad, he found himself making more money out of unretirement than he did when he was working for his previous job. You mentioned and you touch on, in a sense, some of the practical steps for finding a job in the second half of life. We've got a couple of minutes left here, Chris. What do you recommend?
Okay, so here's the thing. The most valuable asset that an experienced person has, you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, your most valuable asset is the people that you've known over the years, your former colleagues, the people at Temple or church. Maybe if you went to college, your college roommates, and tap into your network and have a conversation with your network and say, what do you think I'd be good at doing? What's my real skill set? Forget your job title. Let's talk about your skill set. You know, are you a good talker? Are you a good communicator? Are you good at numbers? Whatever it is, what's my skill set? And then you're going to get your job through your network because they don't look at your age. They know who you are. They know your character. And they're going to say, you know, I know this organization over here, and they got a job opening, and they would love you. So I'm going to make an introduction. So really tap into the people that you've known over the years, people that you might not, your college roommate, you might not have been in touch with them for 20 years.
Exactly.
Call them up and say, what did I say I wanted to do when I was 20 years old?
Right.
And there might be an insight there.
Yeah, no, that's a good question to ask. Chris Fell, considered a leading expert on the trend toward working longer in the second half of life. He writes a biweekly column for Next Avenue, an online PBS magazine for the 50-plus demographic. He hosts a Minnesota public radio program, Conversations on the Creative Economy, which is now starting its fifth season. He speaks across the country on the topic of unretirement. His brand new book, Purpose and a Paycheck, Finding Meaning, Money, and Happiness in the Second Half of Life. Chris, the book available at all the usual places, I gather, right?
All the usual places, yes.
Well,
absolutely.
Excellent. And we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. And if you entered in later in the interview, this interview will be available shortly. You can download it, listen to it as a podcast. It is our gift to you. Chris Farrell, thank you so much for being with us. Happy unretirement, huh? You got it, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones